The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine, coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer, new morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein, bright-eyed berry, or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple? Tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein-packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers. With Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Let's now take a look at the case from what happened with the FBI. They got their probable cause affidavit. I think a lot of people are even really aware of this part of the case. They did get a probable cause affidavit. The lead agent from the FBI who was on this, who wrote that affidavit, which I actually read verbatim on the air just the other day. People can go back and listen to that or watch that on YouTube or wherever they're getting podcasts. It is such a striking document. The lead agent says, I basically believe that Ron Logan is our guy. And then they went in, they did the search of his home, his outbuildings. They had on the probable cause affidavit, the right to go take all of his digital devices, go through basically everything as they tried to piece together other pieces of evidence, the fibers that were identified on some of the girls, possible DNA that was never really matched to anybody. But again, they didn't really do that with Ron Logan, or if they did in that time, we don't know about it. So they go do this investigation. They get all their findings. And then Delphi says, "We're good. You can leave. Our Keystone cops have got it from here." And they're handed from the FBI the findings of what they did in that investigation. And we're talking FBI investigation. So these are people who have a lot of reps in this. And when they get that information, they essentially say, everything we just talked about right there, and God knows what else they found because we don't know the answer to that. They say, I think we're going to look somewhere else. That to me, I mean, that just seems insane. I mean, how would you be looking at that? I mean, if you were the local prosecutor and you have these sort of things handed to you, what would possibly shift you to go and say, all of this that's handed to us verbatim and really, really doesn't look good for Ron Logan, that you're going to say, let's look somewhere else?
Tony, it's very peculiar for local law enforcement to essentially just ignore the FBI reports and their findings. Anytime as a defense attorney, when I see the FBI's on a case, I know I'm in for a formidable challenge because they know what they're doing and they do their work. Now, granted, they've come under some scrutiny here and there, and perhaps rightly or wrongly, but it is bizarre for this federal law enforcement agency with more resources than God, who has been doing this for, decades and decades, to come to a local authority and say, hey, we think it's this guy, and the local authorities to kind of just blow it off. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, it's insanely bizarre. I mean, and there's like 13 tips that pointed at Ron Logan. You literally have the woman who lived with him for a while, and her first reaction is, oh, well, that looks like Ron. And what I'm talking about here is the bridge guy. I'm going to bring this up here just for a second so everyone can see it in case they have not yet. And this comparison was actually done by the woman who holds the world record for the most successful prosecutions of criminals using forensic technology, like she was doing here and comparing. And granted, you can't make a 100%, judgment on this, but everyone's going, well, why don't we have an example of Richard Allen compared to Bridge Guy? Why didn't we go out there and, hire somebody that's the same height and then put it on the bridge, put them right there in the same position and go, does this remotely match up? If we shot it from the same angle, put him at the same place. This is Bridge Guy. This is Ron Allen. This is Bridge Guy. This is Ron Allen. As a layman, you look at it and go, well, that's pretty damn similar. Doesn't necessarily solve the case, but it certainly, I think, that might get you arrested.
It is a striking resemblance, no question. And it kind of goes back to just old school police work in the sense that physical descriptors matter. Looking at height, weight, race, other characteristics, build, things like that, gait, that sort of thing. Those things matter, and they matter to juries. And so when we look at that comparison there, anybody who looks at it is going to raise some eyebrows and say, wait a sec, that looks pretty close. And the fact that in addition to all the other stuff we've talked about was sort of lost on local prosecutors is a bit baffling to me.
I think I've gone beyond now believing that, this was a case where things snowballed. One person was trying to cover up one thing and the other person did that and the other person did this. And it ends up looking like a conspiracy. You have so many people involved here that either just ignored facts or had some sort of pressure or reason not to look at the facts of this case. And that's where we're left speculating. I have no idea what that could possibly be. But that's a lot of people, all the way from the prosecutor to the judge. how this was really pushed in one direction. I mean, that's another weird part to me on this is Judge Gull. I'm not here to insinuate that she's trying to cover up a crime or anything, but her behavior, her rulings didn't make any sense in terms of what she did and did not want to let into this case. The third party culprit, nah, not good enough. We just went over the third party culprit theory and what that is. Have you ever seen a judge not allow something like that in where there is that much evidence? I mean, it's not just like, oh, we think Chloe the dog bit somebody like in Delphi. You have a lot here that really points to there possibly being a third party culprit.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, the threshold for courts allowing in alternative suspect evidence is also very low. I've seen cases where the defense kind of just like points over there in the air and says, hey, I think it was probably somebody else. I can't tell you who and can't give you much information why. Here we have solid, credible evidence of a potential alternative suspect. And my understanding is that the ability to present that to the jury was extremely limited by Judge Gull or completely excluded. Yep. And so that is a tremendous problem, especially when that's probably a central defense for Richard Allen, and an appellate court is probably going to view it as such.
It makes me wonder, and maybe you can shed some light on this, why did the defense try to lean so hard on the Odinism when there was a really, really rock solid third party culprit evidence in this case?
I'm wondering if part of it was either Judge Gull's rulings or how defense expected Judge Gull to rule regarding alternative suspect, and that the defense wanted something or needed something else to present, and they kind of had to take what they had. The Odinism defense is a bit esoteric. It's a bit far-fetched. It's a bit out there. And so that is not the strongest presentation to make to a jury, whereas saying, hey, I think it's the guy who on whose property these bodies turned up. That would be something much more compelling. But I, again, think Judge Gull handcuffed the defense throughout the entire case.
Why do you think she did that?
You know, questions persist about that. As I've mentioned before, this is a small town and people know each other. And, you know, there are allegiances. There are sometimes people wanting to protect other folks. Sometimes there is just sort of a laser focus and social pressure saying, hey, we've got to pin this on somebody. These poor two girls are dead. And so I just wonder if it was a constellation of those factors that came together. And it's no secret that a lot of judges have an overly favorable bias towards the prosecution. And that's at least what I personally observed from Judge Gull.
I mean, are you saying basically the prosecutor, you know, presented, you know, what he was going to the judge, and said, you know, here's what's going on. And was, you know, just, do you think she was just blindly following what the people she thought she could trust were giving her, and almost, I mean, in a way, maybe railroaded the judge a bit into going, my guys are saying this is bullshit, so I'm going with that. And I'm not, I mean, she wouldn't have done her due diligence, I guess, if she didn't look at any of this information that was out there, that was publicly out there.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, just in my perhaps jaded experience, some judges kind of get a one-track mind on cases. And even though they're supposed to be a neutral, impartial arbiter, they're not. And so, you know, when they're denying defense motion after defense motion after defense motion and kind of giving the prosecution anything the prosecution wants, it starts to raise the specter of, you know, is this an unbiased judicial officer on this case, or is she putting her hand on the scale on one side or the other? And that's a very real concern.
Or is she just phoning it in, basically? You know, where it's like, I don't care. I'm busy. Like, whatever you guys say, we're going to go with that and just kind of keep it rolling along. I mean, I get, you know, sometimes you get complicit in a job and I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, she's, you know, she seemingly has been trying to work her way up the bench, even trying to get to the Indiana Supreme Court. So I don't think you'd be really phoning something like this in, especially with such a high profile to the case. But it's it's so troubling. The other piece of this, and we talked briefly about it earlier, the girlfriend who has been testifying left and right to different media outlets and to the police. She said she tried calling the tip line like 4 or 5 times. Eventually, she had to like just find another way to get a hold of them and finally present all the information. And then it was just kind of left at that. Eh, good luck. We'll take it. Thank you very much. How do authorities typically take and detectives typically take that sort of information when you have someone who was a partner who can really, you know, share their story and there's records of crimes committed against this person from your potential suspect over here? How often do they just blow that part off and go, I would think that would be like really strong testimony, someone who knows this person probably better than most?
You know, with a case, especially a high profile case that has a lot of attention, as law enforcement, you're going to get a lot of tips. And the vast majority of those tips are probably not going to have any merit at all. And in fact, they might be a wild goose chase for you. So sometimes law enforcement gets a little bit jaded in terms of receiving that information. They say, yeah, okay, fair enough. But here we have somebody who knows this alternative suspect really well, who knows their background, who can talk about specific instances of conduct and probably has evidence substantiating those things. And so certainly law enforcement should have looked more closely at these tips, given more weight to the information the ex-girlfriend was providing. She went on the show recently saying that she still thinks that Logan was capable of doing this.
Given that Ron Logan is now dead, obviously you can't prosecute a dead person. How does that create a roadblock at all for Richard Allen as he goes through appeals, especially if they're going to go in this direction of third party culprit? I know they've already brought that up in some of their filings on appeal here. Is just that, and specifically naming Ron Logan, the fact that he's dead, though, and you can't really go after him anymore or interview him or question him or do anything. Does that create any sort of issues for Richard Allen as he tries to fight for his freedom?
Tony, I might be in the minority on this, but I think it actually helps.
Okay.
And here's why. So if the person's still alive, defense can bring these accusations of alternative suspect, and Ron Logan could get up and say, hey, that wasn't me. And he could try to reconstruct history and, you know, try to get, you know, trick other people or persuade other people to testify falsely for him. But when he's dead, dead man tell no tales. And so that allows Richard Allen to have more control of the Ron Logan narrative on their appeal and on potentially in a new trial.
The biggest document that I would like to see, and only the FBI has, and they're not certainly not going to release their findings, is the document that says what they found on the property. We have the probable cause affidavit, but we don't know what happened after that because it was handed over to local Delphi authorities and investigators and to the state, and then the FBI was kicked out. And the FBI's done. Here's our work. You do what you will with it. And they did nothing with it, basically. That document, that information that they found on the probable cause search that they executed on Ron Logan's property, is that ever going to come to light? Can it ever come to light if Richard Allen does get a second trial? Can that sort of information be subpoenaed on discovery for Ron Logan, considering he was a different suspect, but it doesn't directly deal with the accusations against Richard Allen, but it certainly points to the other suspect. Could that ever see the light of day? And could it end up being a factor that certainly helps Richard Allen?
You know, if I was Richard Allen's appellate attorney, I would be pleading with the appellate court to release that information, because not only would it help on the underlying case, but it could help the appeal, certainly, to garner additional evidence in support of Richard Allen's case. And there's nothing overly out of bounds about that type of a report. There might be sensitive information, that kind of thing, but that can usually be overcome through legal maneuvering. And so, yes, I think it's likely that information could at least get to Richard Allen's attorneys and potentially the public later on.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine, coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustable sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein, bright-eyed berry, or up an apple. Bright Eye Berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustable sandwiches a year? They know it's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein-packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine, coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustable sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein, bright-eyed berry, or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustable sandwiches a year? They know it's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein-packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine. Coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright-eyed berry or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here. With the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine. Coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright-eyed berry or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here. With the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine. Coffee, jersey laid out, in my lucky playlist. But the real game changer, new morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein, bright-eyed berry, or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine. Coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein, bright-eyed berry, or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. and we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.